ما تدين سير امراض بخيم شعبس that's true for Shabbos as well. A simple meaning of the Gemara is that a wall for the purpose of Sukkah counts as a wall for the purpose of Shabbos. Right? And the Gemara says, Migo da hav yadoifin el inyan Sukkah hav yadoifin el inyan Shabbos. Since it works as a wall for Sukkah, it'll work as a wall for Shabbos as well. By response. Do we really say amigo in such a case? Now, note, this is an important time to have a very important rant. The word amigo, does anybody know what it means?
Since.
Oh, very good. It means since, right? Meaning there is no such thing as amigo. It doesn't exist. It's a made-up thing, right? It's like saying there's a since in English. It doesn't actually make any sense. Right, amigo is a way of saying is just a shorthand in the Gemara for saying that since one thing is true, another thing will also be true. Right? So Abaye is saying, is it really true that you can say that since it works with Shulasukka, it'll work for Shabbos? Can you say that we'll... What's the underlying assumption? The underlying assumption is that the rules of Shabbos and the rules of Sukkah are in fact distinct. Right, a wolf Shabbos is not necessarily a wolf for Sukkah and vice versa. However, when one works for one, it'll work for the other. Right, that seems to be the assumption behind Abaye's question, no? But that's anyway, but right here's a proof. Dofen sukkah ke dofen Shabbos. The wall of sukkah is in fact like the wall for Shabbos. However, there cannot be more space between one pole and the next than three tfachim, because it needs to be lavod. Right? And that's true for both Shabbos and Sukkah. And it says, "V'seira Shabbos al Sukkah, Shah Shabbos ina niteres ela ba'omer mirabah paris mashen kim Sukkah." And then Shabbos is more stringent than Sukkah because Shabbos requires omer mirabah paris. It requires that the walls have, more standing than open spaces, right? As opposed to Sukkah, which does not. Parenthetically, not our topic today. Right, there is a machlokes between the Magid Mishnah and the Olam about what does that mean. Right, almost all the Rishonim say that the sukkah can in fact have paretz merubah al omed, just like what we just said, and the Magid Mishnah says it means only the third wall. Right, the first two walls have to be omed merubah al paretz. Only the third wall can have paretz merubah al omed. Anyway,
I thought it was in total when you add up all the four walls, what the Gemara meant.
So that's what I'm saying. That's the machlokes between the Magid Mishnah and the Riyas.
That's the Magid Mishnah, what I just said?
The Magid Mishnah is, no, that's Rashi and Tosfos and Leonius Deity, the Rambam and everybody. And the Magid Mishnah is like, no. The only one which can be parts Murabal Omed is really the third wall. For any of the wall which you can enjoy is only a Tefach. Right?
And the fourth wall. And the fourth wall.
The fourth wall doesn't exist. You don't need it.
Okay.
Fine. It says, "My love, you say a Shabbos sukkah, v'le'amri amigo." Doesn't that mean that Shabbos is more stringent than the walls of the sukkah, and therefore we don't say migo? We don't say that something works in Shabbos just because it works in sukkah. Isn't that the implication? It says, "Hey, no, you say a Shabbos to almal Shabbos to sukkah." That imply what it is telling us is that the rules for a wall on Shabbos in general are distinct from the walls of a rules for a wall on Shabbos during Sukkot, Shabbos Chol Moed. Right. That's what we needed. So if you look in Rashi, it says Bechin leShabbos. Af al pi shetzarich leShabbos shalosh mechitzos liyasech rishus hayachid. Even though in Shabbos you usually require three walls to create a rishus hayachid. Do I have a text there?
Repent?
Yeah, I can use one. I feel like this sort of shirt it'll be easier for me to do if I have something to draw.
I didn't like the store.
Yeah, go ahead. No shirt. Anyway, ordinarily on Shabbos, you require three walls, right? To allow, to make it into Rosh Hashanah, to Rosh Hashanah. So on Shabbos, on Sukkot, you can assume that the three walls of the Sukkah Shchayich are valid. Okay, what is that? Right? On Shabbos, you cannot move anything from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Or, you know, the opposite way, Rosh Hashanah Rabim. I'm sticking to the Dindarai deliberately for the moment, right? So Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Right? These are also. Yeah? And this is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. To move, if this is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then you can't move from here to here. Or the other way. Right? Yeah, move things. Right? What's the definition of Rosh Hashanah Yachid? So, Min HaTorah, and we're going to stick to that for a minute. I don't know if we'll get down to the Derabana nuances. It depends on if we have time. This is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It has three walls. Right, that's Rosh Hashanah Yachid the whole day.
What does meaning 10 tefachim omei merubah al parutz?
I'm sorry?
Is a wall 10 tefachim with omei merubah al parutz?
No. Oh, with omei merubah al parutz? No. Right, three, well, depends on the circumstance. Let's leave that for a moment, right? Now this is the case that we're discussing, right? Let's just keep things simple for tefachim. This over here is four tefachim, right? Right, and you have tzach all the way across the top, no? Right, meaning you have an imaginary wall that's going all the way out here. Right? This is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid le'inyan Shabbos only on Sukkot. Right, that's what Rashi's saying. Yeah? Even though that would not generally be considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid on Shabbos, on any other Shabbos, the fact of these walls being walls on Sukkot makes them walls for Shabbos too. For that Shabbos. This is Shabbos shel Sukkah mutar l'smoich al mechitzes Sukkah im asa b'rishus ha-rabim samuch l'pischoi Sukkah שאין בו אלא שניים כלחוס המשלישס אפילו טפח מכניס ומויצי ימנה לביסי ואף אגב זה בשער שבאסו יש לא מישטרי. So basically, if you have your house is over here, right, and this over here is the front door, so you can take things in and out of the sukkah, right, without any roof, it's all considered one big Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
Is your house open onto a massive highway?
Ordinarily it opens onto a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Doesn't have to be that massive to be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Derevan, according to most people. Right, we're not going into that particular discussion right now. Right, there's a road here, and you build your sukkah in the middle of the street, and somehow convince the council to not tear it down. So then, right, you can carry it between your house and the sukkah, even without any roof. Yeah? This is Inami, Rashi gives a second possibility. Bishar mechitze she'enon shel sukkah loy mishteri behachi leshabas de sukkah sharia. If I have now the second possibility, right? If I have a wall like this, let's say I have a wall here, right? And I have, I don't know, another wall, let's go with over there. Nice and simple. Right, I have here, this is, I'm not going to explain all the details of what I'm drawing here, it's not important, but this over here, this gap is Kibbutz Fachim, and this over here is four is Dalet Fachim, right? So that makes a total of seven. So this over here would form a valid wall blocking, even though there isn't in fact no wall, there's just, you know, four Fachim worth plus three Fachim of gap. Those seven Fachim together would form a valid wall for Isukli if I was to now put Tzach over here. Right? And therefore...
This is the Mavar Befulash.
Yes. And therefore, right, that would be a valid wall for the purpose of Shabbos as well. There's no Sukkah there. Right? I haven't built a Sukkah there. But the fact that I could, and it's Shabbos on Sukkahs, makes that a meaningful wall. Cool. Right? two separate pshatim in Rashi. The one says that the sukkah's walls are kosher because they are the walls of a sukkah. The other pshat in Rashi says, no, a wall which could be a wall for a sukkah is a kosher wall.
Mean that when it says harbu tefaf, like maybe that's the tefaf of that sukkah. As in, like, maybe the nafkamina is only when, only for, like, the outside of...
No, it says, inay b'shar mechitze she'ein an shel sukkah.
What, say the difference again?
He's talking about walls that are not the walls of a sukkah. They could be the wall of a sukkah. If you were to build a sukkah there, then that would have made a valid wall to the sukkah. But there is no sukkah there, and even so, it's a valid wall on Shabbos during sukkahs.
But here there's schach, here there's no schach, there's a difference.
Basically, there's a difference, yes.
But that's, like, as in for that specific tefaf, it wouldn't be sharia for Shabbos unless it's part of a sukkah.
So I'm saying this the inami in Rashi, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like even if it wasn't part of a sukkah.
No, but...
The first possibility in Rashi, absolutely. The second possibility in Rashi, no.
Nafkamina couldn't it just be much more specific and just... Like, the only nafkamina is if you build a Rishus Yachid outside the sukkah with using that tefach as a wall.
No, I didn't understand what you said.
As in, like, maybe he's just saying that only... You know, like, this specific tefach, because it's used for a sukkah, it can be used for mechitza for Shabbos, therefore you can build a... Or if you say, I guess you don't need three walls.
So. No, it okay. Says, Beshar mechitza she'en an shel sukkah. We're talking about walls that aren't being used for a sukkah.
Okay, so...
It can't be that, because that's a wall. That's still a wall that's being used for a sukkah. But he's talking about walls that are not being used for a sukkah. They could be used for a sukkah.
Okay.
They would be kosher as walls for a sukkah. They are not currently being used for a wall sukkah because of some Shabbos during sukkahs is a kosher wall. Right? Two possibilities in Rashi. No?
Hey, why is it to the two different types of sukkah? Like, why doesn't he use the same example?
Oh, he didn't give an example for the second one. I picked an example I thought made sense. That's all.
Anyways, it could have been that example without
it. It could have been the same example, yes. If you had, you know, that was my own fault for making these confusing, my apologies. If you would have had a you know, structure like this, right? Right?
Yeah.
I said it's just valid tvach, I keep things nice and simple. Right? Then this would be considered a valid wall, and all of this would be a Rishus Yachid, even though there is no Sukkah. Quite Rashi. Right? Because it could be used as a Sukkah.
So if you went, if you're just outside on Sukkot, you could just build two walls and something then carry around inside them.
And make it
inside. And that's also a Rishus Yachid you can carry around inside.
Certainly, I mean, a Torah, there may be, as in some Rishonim have other requirements, they have a bit of and things like that. I don't know, we'll get to that, we'll see.
When we say that it has no schach, so you're saying that we're only looking at the structure. Like,
no, the Rashi says we're talking about walls that are not being used as sukkah.
No, I know that. I'm saying if there was, for example, a tree on top, that would also not affect it. The point is we're just talking about the walls. We're not talking about...
Oh, you mean if there's something else present which passes us from being sukkah? Yeah, I don't think that would make a difference.
It's just doing the structure.
Yeah, I think so.
Because Rosh Hashanah is never affected by a roof, right?
I'm sorry?
Rosh Hashanah isn't usually affected by there being a roof.
Rosh Hashanah, a roof automatically makes it not a Rosh Hashanah Minotaur.
Ah.
It doesn't make it a Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't make it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid.
So Minotaur, it's neither.
There are two in between categories.
Are those both Minotaur?
In terms of Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, should have explained. I decided to skip it, but perhaps I should not have. Right? Broadly speaking, there are four categories, and then there are nuances within them. Rosh Hashanah Rabbin is what it sounds like. Right? Rosh Hashanah Yachid is what it sounds like, you know, a house. In the middle we have Karmelis. Right? Karmelis is not anything. You can carry from Rosh Hashanah Rabbin's Karmelis, you can carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid's Karmelis. Mutter, Minotaurah. Minotaurah Maser. Minotaurah Mutter. Right? The reason why Chazal goes there on a Karmelis is because it looks like Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Yeah? So a bigger, a valley, very small roads, a sea, right? These are all kinds. Right? And then you have what's called Makam Tur. A Makam Tur is a is a reshus bifnei atzmo, meaning it's taller than 10 tefachim, right? But it's less than 4 by 4 tefachim, so it's not for Yitzchasha. Right? For that reason, Chazal went goes there, so you can carry, even Bizman Azeh, you can carry lechachila from Rishus Yachid to Makam Torah, and Makam Torah to Rishus Rabban.
So,
by the way, this is a very important etzah for any time you find yourself without an Eruv. The solution is, you've got your keys in your pocket, right? You didn't realize, and you walked outside, and you find something in your pocket, and now what do you do? Firstly, do not stop walking under any circumstances, because you haven't violated the Yisra Daraisa Chetzal until you stop walking. Until you stop walking. Keep walking until you find a Makam Torah, meaning a place which is higher than about a meter, right? And less than 4x4 Tefachim. Put the thing down on there. It's a Makam Torah, it's Mutter.
Then you have to leave it.
No, then pick it up and keep moving. Because it's mutter, it's a makam tur.
Are you saying that if you want to stop, you should put it there?
That's that. Do I get mutter?
What?
Have you broken into your balance there?
No.
Nothing.
I mean, so it's not advised. It's not a very advised to do this because it's very easy to mess it up. But if you find yourself in a situation that you have no option, then this is the solution.
No, but
so even.
So you can carry it the shawl.
No, you can't really plan on it. You're gonna get mixed up. You're gonna make a mistake. It's like I said, strongly unadvised.
Strongly advised, but still mutter.
Technically mutter, yes. Okay. Right. Now the question becomes: what are these two days in Rashi? What is the difference between two days in Rashi?
Is this
one is on the tefach and the other one is on the sukkah.
There's a difference between are you being machshir walls or are you being machshir sukkah, and as a result of the sukkah being kosher, mimela, there would have to be walls, right? Because it's a hats, and the hats of walls. No? No, there's a din in the walls, there's a din in the defanus, which will, you know, a kosher for us, of course, a din in the sukkah, qua sukkah. No?
Okay.
Right? Now we can then. Right? So there's Rashi. Right? And then din in the tefanos, a din in the sukkah. Now, if I say it's a din in the sukkah, then why?
You're going to say because the whole point of the mitzvah of sukkah is your. On Sukkot, you take yourself into a different dwelling place, and you live in this place for 7 days. Since it's your dwelling place, even though technically for Shabbat that isn't usually the case, this particular place is, by nature of the kedusha of the chag, is defined as your dwelling place. And there's no usually yachid better than that.
I don't know if I would have gone with by nature of the kedusha of the chag, but yeah, pachor yoter.
By nature of whatever Sukkot did.
This is Jonas Mechab into the run. The Ram says, here, just let me find a bit.
Dira.
Yes.
Yeah. Sort of finding my feet. Next time you say it, okay?
Where is it? Oh, here we go. It's about 2/3 of the way down. So it's on the line. It starts with the word derabonon. Is that the word? There are few my deasur mi deoraisa sharian mishomigo. Ela kachani omer shakeven shatora pirsha mechitzo iseya shel soka. Ve'efshar leshiva yemei sukkah b'le Shabbos, v'adai lo'i bala hakshira leshisha yom bilvad, v'ashvi shalatehei tzricha hechshar yoyser, she'ein midarka shal Torah, shatehei hechshar, shidin ein hechshar, she'ein ein maspik lechol zman, shafal pisha b'shav shalom, ein tzricha hechshar gadol kol kach, k'mechol, sharei tzrach al gabei mavi sheyesh lefan. Right? What's the point? The Torah said you can use the sukkah as a dira for sukkahs. That means for all of sukkahs, including Shabbos. Therefore, it must be that if that involves the modification of the rule of what counts as a wall for Shabbos, right? Then that's true. The dira. L'shiva. Yamin. Right? That's the run. There is another possibility. What's the other possibility?
Because of the roof.
Explain.
You said that if it's got a roof, then it definitely... That structure of the roof is just the arc. Could they have a lot of Shabbos?
Okay.
So it's based on it being a circle that has a roof.
If I say, oh, I said it's not a Rosh Hashanah in the Chol Yama.
What is it?
I didn't say it's a Rosh Hashanah, I said it's not a Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
Yeah?
What actually is it?
Caramels. No, but that's a start. No. And?
Well, it's not the Kodei Alma.
But wait, if it's not a Rosh Hashanah in the Torah, the second Masik, a roof on it, then what's
so Chazal, so Chazal won't go there on that kind of carbon.
Very good. Right? The ritual. Right? The Ritva, if you go a little bit, I'm skipping because I want to actually get stuff done. The Ritva, which I've put at the bottom of the first page. Amarava Khainin Shabbos, Lake of the Purchase Linian Shabbos, Khashifa Dofin Shlishis Mechitza, the Shavye Rashusa Yachid Lahmir Lachayev Azorik Mitoch Rashusarab Murshusarab Mutoika Aval Aim and Talkin by Ad the Ika Dal Mechitzis. The Inka and Lamali Miko the Hind are right to begin with the Rishus Yach Murabafil Yaha Echad Mehem Keshlishis. Zusha Yisla Tevach Soifreik Vachachos Megimel Vetzoras Pesach El Sheish Lemar Demahane Migul Ahachshir Vaafal Pisha Ein Omer Meruba Al Paratz Kedalkan Miu Ikara Perush Deafal Gavde VeAlma Asur LaTaltal Al Begimel Mechitzes Moreis Lechi Oikara Beruach Rabbis Hachgav Isuka Metalta Meshavah Shalav Bechal Asuka DeHatalmuda Kibay VeAlma Tvei Megimel Mechitzes Di Derabanan VeAlma Hi Vachak Mual Din Torah Demigod DeHu Doifin Linyan Suka. Right? Says the Ritva. There are one to begin with. Right? Being a Tantal and Sukkah is Mutter Min Torah. Has Midderabon and they won't go there on the Sukkah.
So the argument is what is right instead of if you cover it with like planks or something which does not look as Kaskach.
So what will be... Why would that... I mean, planks do work as well, but...
Really thick ones.
No? I was going to say, it'd be very thick planks, not work as well, but, why would that be an Achamina?
Because...
That would be an Achamina between the two approaches in Rashi, but why would that be an Achamina between...
Between the Ritva and the Ram, right?
I mean, the Ritva would still say that would go there if it wasn't a real sukkah.
Ah. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's going to say it's dependent on the Lashra of the sukkah.
Okay, fine. Those are the options. Now, just to throw a spanner in the wrench, right? And with this, we will finish because I don't want to keep you up too late and I also want to get home soon. The Rambam left out this halacha altogether. You look in the entire Yad HaChazaka, you will never find it. Now, the riff includes it, on the Gimel and Aleph, the riff. Ella, the Rosh and the Ran both give a duyos that the riff did not include it. Meaning, what very likely happened?
The Rosh and Hells?
The Ran. Say that it's not in the riff, meaning, what very likely what happened?
Got put back in.
Yeah. Somebody else added it in later because they thought it should have been there. Right? Meaning, neither the riff nor the Rambam includes it. Why not? Then you go one step further. It's also not in Shulchan Aruch. So let's look at the bottom of the Daf Makoros. What is in Shulchan Aruch? Right?
Is it halacha?
What?
Is it halacha? I mean, if it's not in Shulchan Aruch, is it not halacha l'maisa now?
Something similar to halacha l'maisa. You'll see in a second, right? Right, sikach al begi mavuich sheyish lelechi, o al gabe shbeer sheyish la pasim, harezu suka kshira leise shabbos shebesechach habil vad. Meaning the opposite halacha, which by the way appears later in the sechta, right, is true. Let's say you have a mavoi. Let's go with the three sided mavoi, right? And you have a little pole, which is one tefach here. right? And you put schach over the entire thing. Right, that says three sides. Not a good example. Never mind.
Well, why don't you just, like, erase one of the sides instead of erasing the whole thing?
Right. Right. This is a what we call a puzzle sukkah, right? But on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, this would be a kosher sukkah. Why? Because it's kosher. Those are kosher mitzvahs for Shabbos, right? We've got a mavi mefulash. We've got a tefach on the inside that is not sufficient as a wall for a sukkah. Because when you have two parallel walls, you need a seven tefach wall to fill in the gap for a sukkah. However, for Shabbos, it is sufficient. Right? Meaning the opposite of halacha is true. Not if it's kosher for a sukkah, it's kosher for Shabbos. But if it's kosher for Shabbos, it's kosher for a sukkah.
But what is the situation?
The situation is...
It has two
lechis here.
Oh, okay,
or just a korah. A korah would have been fine as well without a lechi, right? The lechi is a tefach.
Two lechis.
That one means, like, unfortunately, we needed the lechi at either end.
Over.
Right? That, right, will be a kosher sukkah, obviously min haTorah, during sukkahs. Why? Because since it's kosher, since we've got kosher mechitzas here for the purpose of Shabbos, there are also kosher mechitzas for the purpose of sukkahs.
Okay, so
then he gives... Sorry?
Is it also only on Shabbos sukkahs?
Only on Shabbos, only on Shabbos, right? Then he gives another case. What if we have Pasei Birais? Pasei Birais, I'm assuming you all come across them already. Right, you have a well on the way to Yerushalayim. So, they put these poles, which are one tefach by one tefach, around, right? Sometimes they have more poles, whatever, I'm not going to
details
of Pasei
Birais. They actually do this then.
We don't do it now. We don't have Aliyah the regular anymore, but they used to do it then.
Oh.
Right? To create, and that counted as a kosher eruv to allow you to carry within this space. Right? Now, these walls are obviously insufficient for the purpose of sukkah because they're not. You don't have any wall which is mostly full. Right? Right? You don't have any tzaras pecha garnish. However, if you were to stick schach over them on Shabbos, it would be kosher as a sukkah. Right? Because since these walls are meaningful for the purpose of Shabbos, they're meaningful for the purpose of sukkah as well. Cool.
It's not a continuation of Gemara.
I'm sorry?
It's not in the continuation of Gemara.
Like I said, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, the answer to your question. Right? It is. He passes like a similar case in the Gemara. It's, by the way, a very, very closely related case. No? Except for the starting point is radically different. Right? It's not saying that a sukkah has a new definition of walls, which we can then import into other areas. Right? It's saying a wall is a wall is a wall in Kula Terakula. Now, sukkah has certain things that we have, specifically on the third wall, allowed halacha meshmisina. Right? But precisely because they're halacha meshmisina in sukkah, you can't learn from them anywhere else. Because there are halacha meshmisina in sukkah. Right? If you've got a wall which is a kosher wall for some other part of the Torah, then sure, it's a kosher wall for sukkah. Why not? Because a wall is a wall. Sukkah has an extra rule that that you can have a tefach sofek or a tefach sofek plus a turat pesach, whatever it is you have, right, for the third wall. Right, and that will work.
Why does it work on Yom Chol?
I'm sorry?
Then it should work on Yom Chol.
No.
That?
Why? No, because it's not a wall.
So it's not a wall?
No, it's a wall when it's a wall when it has some meaning. Right,
I thought a wall was a wall.
No, it's a wall. This is not a wall. I'm sorry. This is nicht wall. Gornish wall. No wall.
Okay.
Gap. Big gap.
What other case would you have?
But there is no wall here, right? It's only a wall if I'm imagining a wall into existence.
But there's no wall. You can't imagine walls and there's no walls.
That's the point.
So what about
you can imagine a wall when there are no walls. And once I can imagine a wall, then it works as a wall for Sukkah as well.
Other than Shabbos and Sukkah, when do
Mechitzah
halachic matter?
Is that
Pasei Birah? Pasei Birah is complicated.
So we're saying that it only works as a wall on Shabbat? Which magically on Shabbat, it suddenly becomes a wall and Yom Kippur.
Yes, because it has no relevance as a wall on Yom Kippur, and there's a relevance of the wall on Shabbat.
Okay, but I could, like, I don't know, I can.
Therefore, I've only imagined the wall into existence on Shabbat.
Okay.
You should be a Christian, you should be very comfortable with these sorts of things. Anyway.
In what other, like, it seems like something arbitrary, because what other case other than Shabbos and Sukkah do we have?
Imaginary walls?
Yeah. Because otherwise, you know, we're saying, Shabbos is the standard, and all our rules of Mechitza, every single rule of Mechitza comes from there, and therefore anything else, i.e. Sukkah, must be an exception to our limit of Sinai.
Do we have another example of where walls are significant? Except for Shabbos and Sukkah. I hadn't thought about that.
Say again? We have
Is there any other halachic with significant wall other than Shabbos and Sukkah?
Like the walls of Jerusalem? Maaseh She'ani and Kodeshim and things?
It's a real wall.
Are there any none of trees which go over it and. I don't know,
27. I mean, there are, but that's just the question of, is the tree within the ending? I've never heard of, you know, Lovewood with the walls of your slime.
But like, it could get destroyed.
Lovewood, and then you can shoot
it. But then just maintains the boundary it had from before, because, you know, that boundary still exists.
When is the wall destroyed? And
huh?
When is it not destroyed? Maybe you can have Lovewood there.
What do you mean, when is it destroyed and when is it not destroyed?
When is there a wall there, when is there not a wall there?
When there isn't a wall, there isn't a wall there.
There's a gap in the wall.
Yeah, but there's still Jerusalem inside the wall. You need to get rid of the wall. You have the 3,000 gap. You're sort of Jerusalem contained inside.
So
because a wall doesn't interfere.
So could you have Pasei Birah kind of thing for Jerusalem? You could have like a Jerusalem with a big square and then just like little things at each end.
No, but it's not around the it's not around the well, but
if it's not the right shape.
Campus of also your slime, Nagid. I have no idea. I really never wondered about that before. I don't know.
When Mashiach comes, we're going to have to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.
I'm sorry? He's going to build it using the strings?
Just put up a bunch of Shirota Petas and say,
it might be hard to get planning permission.
I'm sorry?
Might be hard to get planning permission.
Seriously.
Be surprised.
In modern day Israel, I think it's going to stop Mashiach if the Israeli government's planning permission takes 13 years to get anything done. Taka. It might actually.
Hey, there's a whole fight about building the walls of Jerusalem. They had to do it at night back in.
Maybe in Shul, we should just.
In the middle of the night to build walls.
Maybe in Shul, we should just switch our Mechitza with Shirota Petach.
In Ezra Nechemiah says they built it during the day.
Sorry?
Says they built it during the day. They got out before dawn and then they went to bed after sunset.
Maybe
Shul
should just.
Something he did in the middle of the night. They've
checked the walls.
Little bits and pieces, but no, but the
walls are in there. Maybe we should just switch out the Mechitza and Shul with Sirota Petach.
But the point isn't that
I'm not certain that would work. I'm actually pretty sure that would not work. I don't know. It's a good question. Is there another halakhically meaningful place for a wall? In the boundaries of the Asara.
Boundaries of property still.
I'm sorry?
Boundaries of different property. Which is that
kind of. Oh no, then yeah, you can map them in. Oh, actually. Not bad. There are Shalmi that sounds that way. Oh, maybe. There you go. Yeah, Taka. Well done. Thank you.
And then you would apply the same rules for Shabbos like Lefi and Korah and stuff?
I don't know. I mean, it talks about Lovewood.
Okay.
There are Rishonim that talks about Lovewood. It talks about planting There was these plants they apparently used as boundary markers because they grow very straight. So they'd plant them within 3 tefachim with each other to mark the boundary of a property. Like all around.
That could be Minhag HaMedina.
Huh?
That could be just Minhag HaMedina.
Then why is the Hakbadon within 3 tefachim?
Because they're all gushniks and they think it's a nice stick.
Well, well, you know that everybody should be a gushnik. How much cynicism can the world cope with? Anyway,
Well, there's the list in where you like with this surim where you kind of like throw a get or kiddushin things and
you're saying has a way of marking. So you're saying if you can mark rishus this way, yeah, probably.
Is that just the same as Shabbat? Rishut.
Assume so. It says rishus says if you throw a get into a place which is marked down using the various lachol mishmisinai, sorry, in either sukkah or Shabbos.
So this is rishuri rabban, then you're gonna have to see if it's within 4 tefachim and all that.
Interesting. Nafkamina. There you go. That's an nafkamina. See? Okay.
It's like in the wall case, like if she owns a well and she puts like friends around it.
No, it's only that's only for a Barshal Rabin.
Is that grounds for divorce?
Oh, yeah.
It's a Barshal Rabin.
Oh, okay.
So the passive rice wouldn't be relevant, but some sort of other Rishat Siyachin, sure.
Oh, because wait, is the idea that the boar itself is a Rishat Rabin? Is that what it is? And then
the boar is shel rabim.
Well,
it's for Oli Bubble.
The boar is a Rishat Yachid, you're taking it out into Rishat Rabim. That is Otsa. The boar is a Rishat Yachid. And when you draw water from it, you're taking the water into Rishat Rabim?
Either that or just moving things around, like within that space.
Okay.
Okay. See you. Square, gentlemen. That was fun at the end.